Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We had a big meeting yesterday with the big boss of the radio station.
Yeah.
And do you all love, within the first 2 seconds of our meeting, when he came in and sat down, we all immediately made eye contact when he said, "Happy New Year, guys."
I know.
Oh, Jeremy.
Happy New Year.
Direct
yes,
eye
happy
contact.
Happy New Year.
And we all just looked at each other.
I thought he was doing it to mess with us because we talk about how that's just not acceptable. And so I'm
100%
like, 100%.
I was like,
he's been listening to me complain about people that say Happy New Year deep into January.
Yeah.
No, he was adamant.
I said it back.
Hey guys, good to see you.
So did I.
Happy New Year.
I kind of did, and then I looked at Jeremy, and he was silent.
Jeremy,
I didn't say it back.
I know. He's like, I'm not.
I don't care if it's a big boss or not. I'm not saying it back.
He's like, fire me now. What?
It was the 15th yesterday. You don't say Happy New Year. Yeah, it really has.
It's over.
It's done.
Just quit trying to make it.
Just say good morning, sir. But other than that, very productive meeting.
It's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, it's Friday, so that means it is PMI time. Positive, minus, something interesting, just to start your day for funsies, courtesy of JKJ. Who's got the positive today?
So excited to have the P, because guess what is coming back? It's a brand new reboot, and this one, I am all about. Star Search will be making its way to your TV screen. I can't wait for this. So the reboot's going to be a little different than the old one from the 80s. Now, the one, the original Star Search had Ed McMahon. People came and
are they bringing
competed.
Him back?
Well, no. People came.
Prop him up.
People came and competed talent-wise. Folks like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, all of these people competed
Beyonce
on Star
too,
Search
right?
back in the day.
Yeah.
They all lost. Too, which
I know,
is funny. They all lost to their different episodes. But the new reboot's going to be a little different because they're going to have judges this time around. Mm-hmm. So Jelly Roll, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Chrissy Teigen will be the judges on the show. And then you're going to have Anthony Anderson as the host. It's going to be on Netflix. And what I really like about it is it's going to be interactive for people who watch as well. So you can cast your vote using your Netflix control. So whatever you control Netflix with, whatever remote control, that's how you can cast your vote for the new stuff when it comes to Star Search. And
what a great idea.
Interactive.
Love this. Back in the day, I tried to be on Star Search with someone, one of my friends from my neighborhood.
What was your talent?
We would practice. I had no talent, but we thought we did. And we sang and danced to Annie Lennox's Walking on Broken Glass.
Oh, it's good you didn't do that. It is so good you didn't do that, Katie.
But yeah, we had a whole dance routine. We sang it. It was amazing. We never did quite make it onto the talent show. But that is one show that my family, we sat around the TV. Thank you! Yes! Dun, 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 dun. Walking on broken glass. Should I dance too?
Please.
No.
This is why you need to watch the live stream.
I like it.
All right, dance for me, Katie.
It's kind of like the Macarena, right?
Kind of, that is.
I can't really remember. I was like 9. But I know the song that I ever knew. But I don't care for sugar, honey, if I can't have you.
I better stop that before I get in trouble.
Remember,
we can't play
I don't
that.
Want people driving into light rails
someone's
and
gonna
off
crash.
Of cliffs.
Someone's going to crash.
Yeah, I don't want anybody walking into their shower with a plugged-in toaster.
There's a reason Josh is the singer on the show.
That was really nice, though. That
was
impressive.
Good,
good dance
move. I love that this is coming back. So January 20th is when it's going to hit Netflix.
Hold on, let me plug
that
into my phone really quick.
You have to. Like, I cannot wait to watch this. And it's going to be live. Like, however they're going to do it live on Netflix, it's going to happen. So
didn't Anthony Anderson get in trouble for something? Wasn't he involved
in
something?
I don't know. He loves his mama.
I feel like something happened with him. He's a funny dude.
I love him. I'm really excited that he's going to be actually doing the hosting duties. But I know you love Jelly Roll. Sarah Michelle Gellar, who isn't a fan of her?
Jer, you don't want to.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to look that up. He was in trouble a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind.
A lot of
it.
Allegedly.
I didn't know that.
Allegedly.
Okay, but it's still positive, even with that little thing at the end.
Wow, that's
still positive.
Very good. Well, thank you for the Star Search update.
You're welcome.
And I still think it would be damn funny if they propped up Ed McMahon. All right, what's the minus, Josh?
This is a minus, and this is going to bring a lot of people down because this is such a bummer. But as of yesterday, according to the National Association of Realtors, the NAR.
Realtors.
It has reported that the average U.S. age of homebuyers now has reached a record high of 59 years old.
What?
First-time homebuyers are now averaging around 40 to 45, and second-time homebuyers are 62 to 65.
That's all right. Bringing to buy a house. Save your money.
The median age to 59.
Save your money and invest it. You'll actually have more money.
That is crazy to
me. It is crazy.
Like, I can't even, like, there's the comments. The comments are insane on the social media posts where this has been found, where people are like, in the early 90s to mid 90s, people were 27 years of age who were working as, like, grocery attendants, and they were buying houses.
Yeah, no, my
and that
parents.
Was just,
yeah, but their interest rate was like 20%.
Well, but that's the thing is,
you're
my parents
able to buy them.
Were able to buy a home and pay it off within a reasonable amount of time. Like,
yeah.
Now the way that they figure things out, I mean, even a small little home here in Denver.
It's not cheap.
It's
definitely
not cheap. And
that's why they
on,
say to rent and invest your money.
Yeah.
You actually come out ahead in the long run. I was just reading an article on this.
I'm doing that.
Well, you got to save.
I'm saving. I'm saving and renting.
You
like,
can't
I'm
blow it all
things.
On fast food.
And chocolate and fast food.
And marzipan. You
and
back
marzipan,
off marzipan.
You can't blow
invest
money on marzipan.
Marzipan.
So good.
You can invest in it, Katie. You got to find the right things to invest.
That is a very high number, you know,
it's
and I wonder what my kids are going to do.
Yeah.
You know? That's
they're
why
gonna,
I'm finishing my basement.
They're going to live with you.
Oh,
that's exactly
they'll be down
what they're
in the basement
do.
With my mother-in-law,
what is that?
Probably.
Mom, the meatloaf.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. All right, let's round things out with the interesting this morning. Their ad midnights are the big way to get things done in 2026. They're calling them admin nights. Now, here's the gist. Get your partner or a couple of friends together one night a week or a month and do all your boring life stuff together. So maybe your friends are going to show up with their laptop and a stack of bills that need to be paid. We're coming up on tax season, so you get together with your friends on a Friday night and you all do your taxes. Or maybe you're pumping out job resumes. It's all the boring stuff that needs to be done, but you're making it a little more fun because you're at somebody's house. Maybe you're ordering pizza and getting drinks.
Yeah, you got drinks and nibblies.
Drinks and nibblies,
yeah,
Katie.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, see, they're saying it started gaining traction last year after some sort of Wall Street Journal big story on it. But I'm not mad at it. Again, you're being productive and you're accomplishing some stuff, and why not do it with your friends?
Yeah.
How much do you actually get done, though,
and that
I wonder?
Stuff is boring.
It is boring, but like, do you actually, is it a progress, you know, like, do you get things done?
Oh,
can you check things off the list?
I highly recommend doing your taxes while you're drunk.
Yeah.
Not even, that's the best way to do them. You'll get a massive return.
Knock on the door, too.
The numbers will boggle your mind when you do your taxes while you're drunk.
They made audit you, but still.
There's your PMI this morning, you guys. Jeremy, Katie, Josh.